If you want to support us, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. So this series of teaching that I'm going to start speaking about, we're going to title this Getting Out of the Ditch. And it's going to speak about all the strategies that we can use according to the Bible, how to get out of the ditch. We all know that Jesus is Lord. We all know that in Him you have eternal life. We all know that His blood is what helps us overcome things, because we overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, as it says in Revelations. We know that He has overcome the world. We know that in Him we have life more abundantly. We know that He has washed us clean from being on the cross. We know that He has a resurrected life, and we have a resurrected life. We have a life of overcoming. We have a life of abundance, a life of truth, life more abundant, He even said. All of those statements are true, but how do we actually get them into our life? How do we grab them with both hands and make them work? We know that He is the center of all things victorious. We know that He has given unto us all of the promises that were given to Abraham. And we can walk in all the promises that God has to offer mankind through Him, Jesus Christ. But how do we make it happen? There's a lot of churches, a lot of pastors talk a lot about the blessing of God, about overcoming, about life more abundantly, about healing, and about having a life that's victorious in Jesus, but no one actually really tells you how to do it. Well, I'm going to show you how I did it, and I did it biblically, and it worked. And I teach other people the same thing, and it works. So it's replicatable. It's just that a lot of people that try to preach this, first they've got to get out of the ditch themselves. If they're not out of the ditch, the blind can't lead the blind. They'll both fall in the ditch. You know, you can't go to your brother and tell him to get the speck out of his eye when you've got a big beam in your eye. You can't judge other people about things that you're doing yourself. And if most of the body of Christ and most of the pastors haven't got a clue how to get out of the ditch or get people out the ditch, maybe they're in the ditch themselves. Maybe they don't have an overcoming, dynamic life in the Holy Spirit. They could talk a lot about it. They can wave their arms, and they can make lots of rejoicing sounds, and they can lift Jesus' name up. But is their heart far removed? The Bible says they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far removed. The Bible says in the last days, men shall depart the faith. The Bible says that, you know, the heart of men will grow wicked and cold. Christians will fall away. Christians will become just fence sitters. They won't have the energy to go forward. The Bible says that the enemy, Satan, will overcome the saints and win, because in the last days they run out of energy. They run out of momentum, spiritual energy, spiritual momentum. So if you're in the ditch, we're going to show you how to get out. And we're going to show you that all the promises of God are real. They are yea and amen. They actually work. They actually have substance to them. The Bible talks about faith being a substance. You know, if you follow it the Bible way, you got half the battle. And the next thing you've got to worry about is your own will to follow through. See, a lot of people, when they get momentum, they don't have the ability to follow through. And Jesus said in the Gospels, don't try and build a house if you haven't got all of the equipment, all of the tools, all of the wood or lumber to build your house. You're going to look stupid. But you know, Jesus has overcome the world. He's got all the wood, all the lumber, and all of the equipment. All you've got to do is use it. And you can build this house with what Jesus has brought into the world. You don't have to put effort in except that you actually say yes. Just sit down, pray in tongues, and let the Holy Spirit build the house. Let the Holy Spirit get the wheels spinning and you out of the ditch, and get the Holy Spirit to help and bring all of those promises that God has laid out. They've all been paid for. They're all there for your taking. All you have to do is sit down and pray in tongues. But you know, a lot of people can't pray in tongues because they're so far in the ditch, they need someone else to help them out the ditch, to get them some sort of traction, to get them in some form of momentum. So that's where the people who have actually gone before, who have prayed in tongues, who got themselves out the ditch and have something that they can pour out into other people's lives to get momentum in their life. Somebody has to climb the mountain to get the staff. Somebody has to start praying and fasting and seeking God for the staff so that they can minister to everybody else. If you try and minister to anybody and you haven't even gotten out of the ditch yourself, you're going to crash and burn. You're not going to be able to sustain the momentum. You're not going to be able to go forward. You're both going to be stuck, bogged to the axles. So first, what you have to do yourself, rather than try and save everybody else with the little nothing that you have, is get something from God. Use the equipment that Jesus paid for on the cross. He brought in all the blessings of Abraham. They're all yours. He overcome the world by his blood, and the word of your testimony speaks all of these things into being. You know, the word of your testimony. Now you can either speak those words in English, or you can let the Holy Spirit form the language for you, which is perfect and appropriate for the time. You can come up and speak a whole lot of words that you have read in the Bible. You can start quoting scriptures back and forth. That's great. But how about the King of Kings, who has already overcome the world, who sends back the Holy Spirit for us to operate through? The agency of the Holy Spirit will create the language, the perfect exact syntax, the perfect language that'll get you out the ditch faster than you can shake a stick. It's that easy. You know, when you start praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit starts warfaring over all of the aspects of your life that stops you from moving forward. When you start praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit brings into action all of the promises of God through that prayer language. And as you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit strengthens you and builds you up on your most holy faith so that you can actually go and take these promises with both hands. He gives you the faith to be able to enact the promises of God. He gives you the faith to keep going. He gives you hope, and he fills you with the love of the Father. All of these things give you traction and momentum so that you can be an overcomer and more than an overcomer. So if you're trying to help other people, first, get yourself help. First, look after yourself. That's one of the things that Jesus preaches. Get the beam out of your own eye. Don't judge, lest ye be judged. First, get full of God, and let the Holy Spirit judge your situation and repair your life, and then you can help bring other people into what you are, where you are. It's that simple. But you know, we want to sit home. And we want to watch TV, we want to watch our sports, maybe we want to do other things, rather than sit down for half an hour every day and pray in tongues. You know, if you started praying in tongues, just looking into just staring into space, praying in tongues, or if you put on some gospel music and you just sat there and closed your eyes and prayed in tongues and listened to the gospel music, you're going to start warfaring against all the darkness in your life, everything that slows you down. When you start praying in tongues, you're going to start building momentum, and faith is going to start rising up in you. And you're going to start believing the word of God. You're going to start believing the promises of God, and then eventually you're going to be able to take a hold of them with both hands, speak them into being with your language, your English or your whatever language you speak, because you're partnering with the Holy Spirit. He's going to give you faith, and he's going to give you words that you can speak yourself in English, and that you can declare yourself. And these words are going to become rhema to you. They're going to become God impermeated words. When you speak them, God is with them. When you speak in tongues, you're speaking under the power of the Holy Spirit, a language that you don't understand. But you're speaking rhema. You're speaking inspired words from God into the air. Do you think that God would help you get out of the ditch with that God-inspired rhema prayer? I'm sure he would. And then later on, once you start becoming energized, once you start getting out of your sick bed, once you start getting from being broken and having some form of momentum, you can start to partner with Jesus on the recovery of your life, because you'll be inspired to speak words in English yourself, and everything will start to move. The juice will start to flow. The rustiness will break off, and you'll start to have momentum. And then once you've got momentum enough, and you've got yourself out of the ditch, and you're out far enough, you can hook up other people and you can drag them out the ditch. But you can't drag someone out the ditch if you're halfway out or in yourself. It's just not feasible. It's not wisdom. Wisdom says, get yourself fixed up first, then you can help others. And Jesus has provided you the Holy Spirit, and he's brought his prayer language with him so that you can get yourself out the ditch. You can speak God-inspired rhema from the Holy Spirit. You may not know what you're saying, but you're speaking the marvelous works of God, as it says in Acts chapter 2. For they heard them say, or speak the marvelous works of God. That's how you get out the ditch. It's that simple. But you know, sometimes we need somebody to help us to get a bit of momentum. I didn't have anybody to help me. I couldn't find anybody to lay their hands on me and get me out the ditch. I couldn't find anybody who had anything that was more than I had. I couldn't find anybody who had the power to lift me out of this nothing, out of this inability to go forward. I was getting bogged to the axles, trying to help other people while I was going in the ditch. It was no good. So I had to stop, go home, shut the door, and say, I'm going to warfare over my situation first. And then I'm going to get out the ditch, and then I'm going to go and help others. Now, you know, you may be in a church, you've gone down the front and they prayed for you and nothing's happened, maybe a little bit's happened. They prayed for you and a little bit's happened. They prayed for you, a little bit's happened. But not enough for you to get out the ditch. You need somebody who actually has some stuff and doesn't just speak about it. There's a lot of pastors out there that speak about the Word of God. They speak about the promises. And they add a bit of theatrics with it. And they look like they actually do have it. But when it comes to putting on a show, there's nothing there. You know, Jude talked about them. He spoke about them being clouds without water. They are clouds that look good. They look like they've got rain. They can drench the earth and bring forth life, but nothing happens. Clouds without water. You know, there's a lot of people saying fake it till you make it. A lot of clouds looking good, but not being able to drop anything onto the ground. And you know, you can sit around with all of these empty clouds, all of these pastors and all of these great men of God and great women of God who prophesy things that don't actually come to pass, right? Just go and do it yourself. You know, in the Old Testament, God prophesied. He spoke into people, and they wrote it down. They call them prophecies. And one of the prophecies was that God was going to fill mankind with his Spirit. And they no longer are going to be led by man who are in the ditch. But they're going to, through the Holy Spirit, they're going to be victorious. And he's going to personally teach them himself. It'd be wonderful if I had a lot of men around me or women around me that actually knew God. It would be wonderful. And I could get them to pray over me and help me, but I couldn't find any. And I just had to do it myself. You know, I just had to do it myself. And I did it, and I just sat down and prayed. And I say, I figured if I was going to get the ditch, we might as well do this, not by halves, but by full. So I started praying for 5 hours a day for 3 months. And that got me out the ditch. And then I was able to not so much help other people, but I was able to have momentum, and I was able to go into the things of God, and he was able to give me more things, more practical applications to get my brothers and sisters out the ditch. He was able to teach me himself the mysteries that operate in the kingdom of God that help people to become victorious. He was able to show me how that if I got full of God, I could pour what he has in me into them. They could get out the ditch and go forward. One of the anointings that he put on me was the anointing to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. And I sort of thought, well, yes, I know that's in Isaiah, but I how does that function? I mean, they're nice words. You know, to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free and to pull down strongholds. That sounds good, but what is that? Well, you know, over the years, I've been praying for people, and I've watched them, and I've studied them, and I've asked them questions, lots of questions. What happened? How did you feel? And they've spoken to me, and then sitting in the presence of God, you know, God's spoken to me, and I've come under the understanding that when I lay my hands on people, hope comes into them. When I lay my hands on them, shame runs. When I put my hands on them and pray over them, embarrassment goes. And they're no longer shame. They no longer walk in embarrassment before the Lord. Like Adam and Eve, who, you know, they covered themselves with fig leaves. They felt shame and embarrassment. So God, what did he do? He gave them animal skin so that their shame and embarrassment would go away. When I lay my hands on people, shame and embarrassment of their position in the Lord goes away. You know, the enemy tells them lies, and all I do is just stop the mouth of the enemy speaking into their ear. I open the eyes of their understanding, and they see themselves truly who they are in Christ, that they are washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they don't have any more shame and embarrassment. And they can go to the Lord with a full heart of assurance, knowing that he will accept them because they are in Jesus. And if they're not baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, God gives them the understanding that he has made a facility for shame and embarrassment to leave them. They get baptized and they are buried into Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And they get the Holy Spirit and they speak in tongues and they have vision to go forward. And that's what happens. And then they start walking in full assurance that they're acceptable in the Beloved. They're accepted by God, and they're able to come before the throne of grace with great boldness because no shame or embarrassment is in them, because that's the work of the enemy. Now, if you do the wrong thing and you walk in the Lord, you know, and you sin, the Holy Spirit will convict you of your sin, but he'll give you a remedy of how to get out of your sin, to go before the Lord. But you know, if you walk in sin and the enemy, the devil, and his demons speak into your ear and tell you that you're a loser and that you'll never, ever, ever be able to stand before the Lord anymore, you've broken it, and God will never accept you because you're so bad, that's a lie. Because you overcome all of sin by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You know, if you don't even know what you're doing wrong, all you've got to do is sit down, pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit knows exactly what you've done wrong. And he will go before you to the Lord and plead your case. He comes alongside, he's an advocate for you. You know, the Holy Spirit has many different functions. He goes before the Lord like a lawyer would go before a judge, plead your case. And guess what? Everything works out because you're holy and righteous. There's no stain on you. The only person that stops you from going to the Lord is the enemy telling you rubbish and lies, wearing you out, telling you that you're never going to get out the ditch, that you're stuck in the ditch forever, and you might as well make the best of it. That's a lie from hell. Jesus overcame the world, and if you are hid in him, you're more than an overcomer. You're powerful in the kingdom of God. You have access to all of the promises that God has given you. They are yours to use. The only thing that stops you is your heart. Your heart might be full of a whole lot of bad stuff because the enemy has poured junk into your life. But if you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will warfare against that junk that's in your heart. He will start destroying the seeds of deceit. He will start destroying all of the concepts that the enemy has put in your heart, and you will no longer operate from that position. You'll start operating from a righteous position. You start acting like a son or daughter of the living God. You'll no longer bear fruit that's going to rot. You're going to bear fruit that's going to help other people, first yourself and then other people. You're going to be a lively stone. You're going to be a water that can water other people that are dry and thirsty. You can be hope to other people. You can show them, look, I sat down, I prayed in tongues, and the Holy Spirit enacted warfare against all that exalted itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and then ripped into it with fire. And I eventually got out the ditch, and you can do it yourself. That's my testimony. I had nobody to pray for me. I would have loved to have had somebody to come and rescue me, lay their hands on me, pray over me and get me moving forward so that I could actually help other people. I'm not saying that I'm a hero. I'm saying it's sad that I actually had to do that. But the Lord allowed that to happen so that I would know and understand how to get other people out the ditch, because I had to crawl out on my belly. And when I got out, I knew exactly what it was like. You know, Jesus came to the earth and he became a man, and he was touched by all of our feelings, all of our situation, all of our life situation, so that he can go before the Father and he can intercede on behalf of you, because he's a man God. He's a human God. He's not just God, but he's human God. He has humanity in him. He knows what it's like to be a man. He knows what it's like to be acquainted with grief and sorrow. He knows what it's like to be rejected. He knows what it's like to be reviled and to be mocked. He knows what it's like to be rejected by those around him who should know better. Jesus has done it all. He's lived it all. And he has all the understanding, all the compassion. And he has given the Holy Spirit to you. You have the Spirit of Christ. Christ, the compassionate one. And he can help you get out the ditch. You know, God's the only one that really knows your situation. God's the only one that's really lived it all. The man God, Jesus. And he has given you his Spirit. You have the Spirit of Christ. All you have to do is sit down and pray in tongues. You know, even if it's 5 minutes a day, or 5 minutes every hour, or 5 minutes every 2 hours, it's something that's going to start oiling the wheels. Something's going to start drawing the ground up so you can get traction. You know, he may send someone to you to hook you up and get you out the ditch. The Lord didn't do that for me. He wanted me to learn every aspect of getting out the ditch so that I could help others. He allowed it to happen. He allowed nobody to come to me so that I would have understanding, wisdom, so that I could actually impart that unto other people. He told me to leave a crumb trail, so that people could follow me out, so that people would be able to have understanding on how to move out of the ditch. You know, it's no good if somebody says, "Oh, I was just praying one day and an angel turned up and touched me on the head and now everything's wonderful." Well, that's good for them, but what if no angel turns up for you? What if there's no mighty men of God around you? What if there's nobody who has anything and you're it? You're the only one with a speck of life inside you. You're the only one with the last bit, this tiny, tiny bit of spark inside you. You're the only one around you, and there's nobody around who can help you, and you've got just a spark. God can blow on that spark, and He can build a raging fire from that spark if only you will allow Him. You can be the mighty man that gets everybody out the ditch through the Holy Spirit. You can be the one that Jesus uses to rescue people. You can be the one who when Jesus turns up, He's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." You can be that person that helps other people get their victories. But first you've got to get yours. First you've got to be willing to pay the price. And the price is that you die to yourself and you live to Him. You start praying in tongues and the Spirit of life starts flooding into you and destroys all of the junk that the enemy has put inside you and is operating inside you. All of the darkness will start to flee. And you will attack the strong man in your life and you will take over your life and you'll receive all of the good stuff. You'll start to own your life and your life is hid in Jesus. And you'll start to use your life to help Jesus save other people. You'll be a servant unto your brothers and sisters. You won't be a mighty man where everybody will slap you on the back and say, "You're the most wonderfulest person." No, what you'll do is you'll lift Jesus up before them and tell them that through Jesus Christ and through His blood and through the word of your testimony, you can get out the ditch. And here, I'll lay my hands on you. I'll get rid of the shame and the guilt so that you can freely go to God and you can get your promises. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, then just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.